478 Slide, American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. 448X, American State Trials. A group of people armed with white sticks made several attacks on the barracks but were always driven back. Each time a fresh party arrived from the north part of the town, they launched a new attack. There were about five or six different attacks in total. I saw a large man wearing a red cloak and a white wig. The crowd gathered around him, and he spoke for 2 or 3 minutes. They then gave several different cheers for the main guard and declared they would do for the soldiers. Archibald Bowman saw a number of people shouting, "Fire, fire," in different quarters, with many inquiring about the location of the fire. They gathered in a large body. Some went up by way of the post office. Others went up the lane by the pump, and some came down forcibly as if chased. They whistled through their fingers and cried, "Fire." I observed a gentleman with a red cloak and white wig. The crowd gathered around him, stayed a little while, and then drew off, cheered, and dispersed. John Cookson was at the Green Dragon on the evening of March 5th when he heard the ringing of the bells. Someone said it was not a fire, but a rumpus. William Strong was at Mr. Marston's on the evening of March 5th when they heard the cry of fire. Some said they would go out to see where the fire was. They went out and saw several people running to and fro. When asked what the matter was, they were told that a soldier had killed a boy. Some people said, "We will go back again and get our sticks." I saw a number of people running up to King Street. One of them struck the ground with his stick and shattered it. The people encroached on the sentinel. He retreated back, and they went forward. At last, I saw him go on the steps of the custom house, and they went closer. He set his back to the door and loaded. I heard the ball go down distinctly. About 90 or more people were there, mostly young men. He presented his gun and said, "Keep off, or I will fire upon you." The reply was, "Fire, fire, and be damned." There was a man standing by me. He had the butt end of a bat in his hand and said he would throw it at the sentinel. I said, "Do not, for he will fire at whatever place it comes from." William Dizon went to the balcony and saw people going up the alley where the barracks are. They increased from the north end to pretty large numbers, then gathered together in a crowd opposite to where I stood and cheered for the main. John Gillespie, on the evening of March 5th, met no less than 50 people, with white sticks in their hands, in small groups. Someone said there was a fire. I met Mr. Fleming's man coming back, and he said it was no fire, but the soldiers and inhabitants fighting. I saw two engines, and the people putting their buckets and bags in people's houses. I inquired where the fire was, and got the same answer: no fire, but the soldiers and inhabitants fighting. Thomas Knight, on March 5th, heard the bells ring, which he took for a fire. He ran to the door. The people were passing pretty thickly, some with buckets, some with bags, and many with sticks.